My maternal grandfather had two black mahogany chairs in his living room. The chairs actually belonged to his father-in-law, the old Rebbe back in Latvia, my grandmother's father. The chairs came by boat to the south through Vicksburg, Mississippi. Someone has told me, probably at New Orleans. They were part of the Mikkelsen-Gutman tribe, which had landed when they fled Tsarist Russia. Poppy, what I called my Zadie, left the shtetl and came by steamer from Russia to the American South. Nanny, what I called my grandmother, came by boat from Russia to New York City, where her brother Max had already settled. They came together and they moved to Trenton, New Jersey, and then up to Jersey City, and finally to Elizabeth, where Poppy opened Goodman's of Elmora, a kosher-style deli, a place where you could get a good pastrami sandwich. Uncle Irv and Uncle Julie had come home from World War II. The family, along with Uncle Leo and my mother, Josephine, was together again. It was about 1946. Everyone was married, and we, the grandchildren, started coming in short order. And through it all, Nanny and Poppy sat in the old Rebbe's chairs, holding each of us as infants and toddlers. Nanny would sit in her chair, she would hold us, and she would sing her wordless tunes, her niguns, as they're called to us, imprinting in our hearts and our souls our family's cultural DNA. And through it all, the chairs stood watch. The chairs went to my cousin Leslie after my grandparents died, but when I asked for them, he sent them to me. There are no accidents. The chairs sit in my one-room synagogue 130 to 140 years after they sat in my great-grandfather's one-room synagogue in the shtetl back in Latvia. I sit in my Zadie's chair, in his father-in-law's chair. I channel his rabbinical energy. I channel his spirit. And as I do, I sit in his chair wondering who will look back in 130 years and say, this was my Mama Reigns, the old Rebbe. This was her chair. We brought it from her ranch in Texas, where it sat in her synagogue, her one-room synagogue, just like her Zadie. Baruch Hashem, there are no accidents.